Good morning. I'm Linda Perry for WBAI in New York with some of the news for Thursday, October 16, 2014.
On behalf of registered nurses and other healthcare workers across the United States, we understand that the only way to adequately confront the Ebola crisis that the World Health Organization has termed the most significant healthcare crisis in modern history is for the president to invoke his executive authority to mandate uniform national standards and protocols that all hospitals must follow to provide safety for patients, healthcare workers, and the public.
That's from a letter sent by the Nurses Union, National Nurses United, to President Obama. It's a response to a healthcare crisis being experienced not only in West Africa, but here in the U.S. It's as nurses try and cope with the possible spread of Ebola in this country.
We've been told a lot of things that have been wrong. We've been lied to in terms of the preparation in the hospitals, and we know this because the nurses are telling us this.
The nurses' union demands that Obama take all action within his power to protect healthcare workers and the public from Ebola. Concern from healthcare workers across the U.S. has increased with the spread of Ebola to a second Dallas nurse. It's nurse Amber Vinson. She, like nurse Nina Pham, took care of Thomas Duncan. He's the Liberian who died of Ebola at a Texas hospital on October 8th. The 29-year-old nurse inserted catheters. She drew blood and dealt with Duncan's body fluids. She was diagnosed with Ebola on Wednesday, but not until she had already traveled from Cleveland to Dallas on a commercial flight. This even though she had a slight fever. Now those who traveled with her are told to be on alert. She was transported last night to a special biocontainment unit at Emory University Hospital in Atlanta. That's where other Ebola patients have been treated successfully, says Tom Frieden from the CDC. Frieden acknowledged that the government was not aggressive enough in managing Ebola and containing the virus as it spread from an infected patient to two nurses at the Dallas hospital. Deborah Berger with the Nurses Union revealed new alarming details about how the Liberian patient with Ebola was cared for at the Texas hospital. Thomas Duncan was left in an open space in the emergency room of the hospital for several hours before being transferred to isolation. His specimens were sent through the hospital's tube system, possibly contaminating all lab specimens. Another alarming detail is that nurses wore generic gowns and then dealt with other patients. Other gowns later given nurses were not much safer. And it's not that Texas is alone in its unpreparedness. In Florida, RN Karen Weilberger says hospitals in her state have no Ebola training, no Ebola preparedness. A nurse rep who tried to get information and training for herself and other nurses at her hospital was suspended for her actions. In Massachusetts, a nurse, Donna Kelly Williams, says nurses were not invited to a state Ebola Health Preparedness Forum. This is even though they are on the front line. In New York City, the shop steward for the Nurses Union at New York Presbyterian Hospital says while safeguards have been put in place on how to deal with an Ebola patient at Bellevue Hospital, where he works, there are no safeguards. Yesterday afternoon, the hospital said it is revisiting its policies. At the United Nations, the UN Security Council said the international community has so far failed to adequately address the growing Ebola crisis.
We either stop Ebola now, or we face an entirely unprecedented situation for which we do not have a plan.
Anthony Bamberry is with the United Nations Mission for Ebola Response.
The very best way to protect the people of non-infected countries is by helping the people of Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone to stop Ebola now where it is.
More than 4,400 people have been killed in the worst ever outbreak of the disease. The World Health Organization warns that the region could see up to 10,000 new Ebola cases a week within 2 months. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.